Hey Danny, good morning. Good morning. Do over here.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So we are at 5:30.
Yes, we are. All right. I'm doing my best over here. Here we go. This is good. This is good. With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's three Prakim Rambam. Actually, we start with the conclusion of the Rambam's Sidur. We're going to be reading the Rambam's Nusach Birchas Hamazon and the Seder of the Haftoras, and then we're going to start Sefer Zmanim, beginning with Hilchos Shabbos, and today we're going to learn Prakim Aleph and Beis. Let's begin with Nusach Birchas Hamazon. So says the Rambam, this is the text. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Azan Asa Olam, Kulo B'Tuvah B'Chayim B'Chesed V'Rachmei, U'Mefarnes Lakoil, Ka'amr Paseich HaSedechom Ezbeil L'Chol Chai Rotzein, Umechin Mazel L'Chol B'Rei Yosef Asher Baruch, Baruch atah Hashem Azan Asa Koil. Baruch number two, Noigu L'Chol Hashem Elokeinu, Unu V'Rech L'Chol Malkeinu, Ki Inchalto Es Aviseinu Eretz Chem D'Toy V'Ruchamo, B'Ris V'Toyro. Pasha, you have to mention this, you have to mention Toyro, there you go. Al shoyti sonu meretz Mitzrayim, ufti sonu mebeis avodim, ve'al tiros ha'shulim adotanu. Al chukir etz anecho shoy daitonu, u'al kulam Hashem alakeinu, anu moedim u'loch, b'baruch em eshimcho, ko'omr b'rachalta b'savot v'rachta z'Hashem alakecha, u'lor z'otei v'ashem as Allah, baruch ato Hashem, al ho'aretz v'al amazin, that was baruch number two, baruch number three. Rachim, that's his choice. He gave two options. Hashem alakeinu al Yisrael amecha, v'al Yisrael amirecha. V'yatziya mishkan kebedecha, v'al b'habayis ha'vel v'akoyu, sh'nik r'shimcha olof, u'malchus dov m'shichecha, Tachzil mekoyma bi yomenu uvdei Yerushalayim mekarev kashidei barto baruchatu Hashem boi nivrachmav es Yerushalayim. Interestingly, the Rambam doesn't say the word Amen, even though he wrote so in the Yad Hachazak in the before. But now the fourth bracha baruchatu Hashem lekenu malach oylam okay lavinu malkenu adenin b'reinu gerlenu kudushenu kudushakrit hamelach hatoyv ametiv shabachol yom yom goim lenu chaim b'chesed v'rachmav b'chol toyv. Rachman yishtabach l'dor doyrim, Rachman yispor l'netzach l'tzachim, Rachman yizaken l'moysa Mashiach l'binyan b'yisa migdosh l'chay elam habo. Migdol, how do I know Migdol? Because someone wrote a chidei, could be it's Magdol, who knows? Migdol yishu asmalkei v'goymer, kfirim roshu v'rei v'goymer, choydol Hashem kitoiv kilo elam chazda, beautiful. And we in Nusach Chabad, we add only two stanzas. Pusech ha-sidecha and baruch ha-gebet. Then other people add even a lot more than that. Okay. That's the end with Birchas Hamazon. And now the Rambam goes into the Maftir. We make one bracha prior, as the Rambam wrote before, and four brachas post. So Hamaftir ben Navi, what's the bracha you say prior to the reading of the Haftarah? Baruchat Hashem, Lekin Mulchay, Lamashu Bachar, Reviyam Toivim, Verotza, B'divrei, Eman, Avarim, Be'emes. Baruchat Hashem, Abarich, Abba, Toivim, Uva, Misha, Abdo, Yivi, Yisrael, Amri, Uva, Nibi, Yehu, Emes, Matzadik. And Baruch L'Acharel, Baruch number one, Baruch Ata Hashem Alekeinu Malach Ha'ilam, Tzurko Yilom, Mitzalim Vachol Adoyres, Okeil HaNemon Ho'imir Vo'isra, Madam HaMekayim, Asher Kol Dovar of Emes Vatzedek, Nemon Ato Hu, Hashem Alekeinu, V'Nemon V'Recha, V'Dov Recham V'Recha Ocha, Lo Yoshu V'Recha, Ki Keil Nemon Ato Baruch Ata Hashem Ha'okeil HaNemon Kol Dovar of. That's number one. Baruch number two is Rachim Alziyen, Ki Hi Beis Chayenu, V'La Agumas Nefesh, either Teshia or Tinkoim Nakam, V'Mehera, Mehera B'Yamenu, V'Sibara Mehera. Baruch Ato Hashem, Boi Neiru Shalom. Baruch number three is, Esamach David Avdecha, Meres Atzmiach, Bekanat Yom Shul Sech, Baruch Ato Hashem, Magin David. And the final fourth bracha, al teirav, al avedav, al nevim, al yoyim hamanoyach hazeh, shenasatel lana Hashem lakenu gusha v'chov v'losit faris, al akoyil anu v'barachim shimcha, v'arachato Hashem mekadesh ha-shabos, an yom tefikon, he adds in the fourth bracha, v'al yoyim tov mekakadesh hazeh, that's after saying yoyim hamanoyach, that's without, just yom tev, in place of yoyim hamanoyach, shenasatel lana l'sasin l'simcha, v'arachato Hashem mekadesh ha-shabos yazman. If Shabbos and yom tev fall together, you conclude baruch mekadesh Hashabbos, not Baruch. Mekadosh Hashabbos Sova Hazmanim. Then he says, "Kenusach Keshuchaisim Betvila Bebracha Mitzvois Vois Hayoyim." That he'll conclude Bebracha Achrei Nazu, meaning on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur with its Nosach. Now, what do we choose to read from the Haftorah? So says the Rambam. Ho in Yomei Shenahagu Roiv Ha'am Likreis Ben Hanaviim. It's important. We only read from Navi. It's not Nach. It's from the Viim. Chol Shabbos for Shabbos. Umaftin and Bohem. Ve'elahein, I'm not going to read it, but the Rambam goes through every single parasha of, interestingly, take a look that you don't have Netzavim Vayelech, right? Right. Of the Gan parashiyos, we already spoke it out. You see, Bereishis, Noyach, Lech Lecha Vayena, also to be Lohoyin, whether these are the names of the parashas that the Rambam referred them to, if he wrote them. Bereishis, everyone has told us Noyach, told us Yitzchak. Not Noyach and Tolus, etc. But take a look, Rashi Amates, the bottom is Chan and Ekev Re'ei Shoifim, Seitz Kisavim, yeah, just notice, Aten Mitzavim, and there's no Vayelach, because really Mitzavim and Vayelach are one Parsha, that if one need be, are divided into two. Unlike all the other Parshas, that if they're doubled, they're really individuals that they're joined together. And just let's go at the end, after the Rambam writes, what to read for each Parsha, that Amam writes called Shabbos Shekoyim Boshtei Parshiyos. If you read two Parshiyos, then Maftinin Bo Meinin Parshu Achroinim. Vezu Aminig Borei Vamakoyimus. Vechenu Agur Rei Vaom Lias Maftinin Menachomis Yishayo Ma'achatishu Bav Ad Rosh Hashanah. We call these 7 weeks the Shiva the Nechemta. Vshabbos Shachatishu Bav Machmo Machmo Ami Bashniya Vatoymer Tzion Bashlishus Aniya Soy Aros Boreviyas Onoichi Onoichi Menachamchem Machamishis Kumi Oyde Bashishis Roni Yakoda Bashviz. Which is Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, Sois Osis Ba Hashem. Chevra, this concludes the Siddur and the Seder of the Tfilois. And now, Be'ezras Hashem, Chevra, we are starting the third Sefer of the Rambam. Kedarkei Ba'Kodesh, the Rambam opens up by quoting a pasuk either from the Vim or from Ksuvim. The pasuk that Rambam chooses is Nochalti Eid Voisecha Lo'olam. I have accepted your testimonies as a eternal heritage. Lo'olam. And as the Rebbe points out, the whole difference between Ahava and Zmanim is like the Rambam wrote in the beginning, is that Ahava are mitzvahs tadiros. Zmanim are mitzvahs sheheim, bizmanim, yuduim, not immediate. And ironically, what pasuk did the Rambam choose? Lo'oilam. Nachalti eit v'secha lo'oilam is l'chayda shayach ta'ahava. And the answer the Rebbe gives is that the reason why the Rambam changed from the word that Rabbeinu HaKadosh used, which is Moyed, which would have been Moyados to Zmanim, is that Moyed Taka focuses only at that time, a special time, a designated time. And the whole Kavana of the mitzvahs that are on Moyados is for us to extend the message, the Ruchnius, the input, the inspiration for the rest of the time. And that's on the person. That the person's obligation is to extend the Moyadis into all of one's Zmanim, to the Bein HaZman. Okay. And Vahu Sefer Shlishi, Hilchos of Asar, Vizel Sidurim, Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Erev, and Hilchos Shvis as Asar. Stam Lohayd, all these differences. In other words, we call this Hilchos Yom Kippur. The Rambam is always going to be emphasizing the Choyv and the Gavra to keep that mitzvah. So our obligation is to rest on the tenth. Like the Rambam doesn't speak about the Chefza, and that's consistent. The Rambam is speaking about the person's obligation. Hilchas Shvisas Yomtov, Hilchas Chametz Umatzah, Hilchas Shofar Besukah Melulav, Hilchas Shkolim, can't wait for the Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh, Hilchas Tainius, and Hilchas Megillah VeChanukah. Beginning with Hilchas Shabbos, the Rambam says, Yesh Bechlolon Chamesh Mitzvahs, Shtei Mitzvahs Asei, V'Sholosh Mitzvahs Loisaseh V'Zeu Pratim. First positive commandment is Lishbois Bashvi, to rest on the seventh day. And Beish, Shloi Lassu is B'Melach. And as there is a big Hakira, is it not to do Melacha, or is it not to break the Menucha? Heder HaMenucha. and we'll see if we'll have time to show where this question is: it the pu'ul of the malacha is the isur, or is the yisoid of the isur breaking the menucha? How this will play into the whole sugya of amida la'akum, whether it is mitam shlichus shitas Rashi, or like the Rambam who doesn't paskin at all like Rashi, he doesn't accept like Rashi, as we'll point out, because when someone else is doing malacha, I did not break my menucha. The pu'ula that the goy did, if you say, as Rashi says, yei shlichus la'akum l'chumra, is misyachas to me, but you can't say that I had a heder ha-menucha, because I did nothing. Gimel shaloi la'anoish b'Shabbos, this goes on the basin, that the basin could not administer punishment on Shabbos. Da'alot shaloi lotzis chutz l'chumra Shabbos. Hey, the final of the fifth is l'kadesh hayoyim b'schira. And just to give a heads up, like the Rambam says, the mitzvah is to verbalize the mekadesh. The Rambam says, "Bichnisasay ubitziyasay." Because Shitas Rambam zocher yisem Shabbos lekatcha his kiddush and habdallah. As we'll see as we go through these 30 chapters of beer mitzvahs, elu will be in the subsequent prakim, starting chevre with Perek Aleph. Here we go. Perek Aleph chevre has 19 halachas for Hilchos Shabbos. It's a small Perek, even though we're going to have one tiny Perek, God willing, tomorrow on Shabbos. But look at the Seder of the Rambam. Let me tell you what we're going to learn. We're going to learn in Perek Aleph, firstly, the terms that we have to become really, we have to ingrain these terms in our minds, which is the word Chayiv, Patir, and Mutir. As the Rambam says, Chayiv Midaraisa, Patal Abel Asov, and Mutir. And in the Mutir itself, there's a diok of the Magen Mishnah that will speak out that even in the Mutir, there's two Madregas in the Mutir. Then the Rambam is going to explain Davar she'ein mischaven. We're going to learn about malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa. We're going to learn about misasek malachas machshavas. We're going to learn about the dinam of shnayim shasu, the kalkel b'shabes, and you have to have zodin b'shgaga mitchilosav ad soifik. That's the entire page. And you can appreciate that. In other words, these are like the terms, the words that we're going to be using throughout that you have to know before diving into it. And let's begin. Perek Aleph or Perek Rishon. Halacha Aleph says that Rambam shvisa. Bashvi mimelacha, resting from work is a mitzvah sase. As you have a machlekes by darkness, is it something or is it just the lack of light? Is it not working or is there something called menucha? You get to it by not working. That's a mitzvah, whichever one it is. As it says, I'm quoting a pasuk in Mishpatim. Don't forget, from Naseres Sadivis, you don't have the positive mitzvah. In Parshas Mishpatim, it says Ubayoy Mashvi Tishbois, which is a positive thing. Rest on the seventh. Now, Cholo Oisem by Melacha. Not only was he Mevatel the Mitzvah Sasei Yomer Oichet Vaver Aloisasem. Where is the love? Here we quote Aseres Adibus. Loisase Kol Melacha. Umahu Chayv Alasias Melacha. So it depends. Im Asim Beretzoynoi Bezodoy Then you Chayv Kodes. God forbid. And on top of that, Im Hoyishom Edom Vahasra Then Nisko. Unlike no matter how wealthy or poor you are, it's the same carbon chatos. Halacha too, kol makam shnei mevilchus Shabbos. Choice of those chayev. Chayev means you violated the biblical violation, and you chayev either kares. Chayev means if there was edim and asra, you're going to be chayev skilo. Chayev means that if you did it, b'shoygeg you chayev chatos. Whenever you hear yidden say chayev chatos, that's because we're speaking, toiv. On other Yidden, no one is going to be speaking about Ata Berishi Askinon, Chayiv Chatos. But it doesn't only mean Chayiv Chatos. It means you violated the biblical violation, and we're presuming that a Yid only did so. But Shaygig, so they give me Chayiv Chatos. Halacha Gimel. Chalachim Shnemer Ha'is Choice, or that was a Pater. Whenever the word Pater is used, Pater means you're Pater from Kares, you're Pater from Skilom, you're Pater from a carbon because that was not a biblical violation. Pater implies you violated the rabbinic violation. Avul also Lasses Choice, or that was a Shabbos, and the Surami Dibri Soifrim. And why did the Chachamim give this Isurim b'harchokam min hamalacha? In other words, we're not going to say the words patur by muktza. No, that's a rabbinic enactment. Patur means you can't do it. You're violating the Rabbanan because they didn't want you to work. Just to be aware also that there is a unique word that's only used by Hilchos Shabbos, that's shvus. Just the same concept that the Chachamim told us not to do certain things to keep us away from breaking the Shabbos. Exactly what he said, right? Or if the words that the Rambam will choose will be all of these words are not said if the activity is a biblical prohibited activity, the Rambam would not use the words enois and kach v'kach. He would say chayit. Enois and kach v'kach means midrabanan. And therefore, if a person did it, bizadin makanoisoi, they get rabbinic flogging, which is the punishment for rabbinic violations. Now, halacha dalad kol lakam shenemar mutar lases kach v'kach, that means mutar lachatchila. Completely permitted. Now, chaver, chap the nuance over here. Chayim kol makim enoi chayiv klum. It's not mutter. Enoi chayiv klum. You have to be a psychologist here. I'm not guilty. When a guy tells you that, you know what it means? Epis, they're guilty. Ein chayiv klum. Or where it says, pater miklum, not mutter lachatchila, pater miklum, the moment you have to emphasize how you are not chayiv, it means ein makan oisen klum, means you won't get malchus. Zog the Magid Mishnah, you know what? Why does the Rambam sometimes write mutter? Or sometimes he writes ein chayiv klum, because ein chayiv klum means don't do it lachatchila. Epis and shayach to a sin, but if you did it, you didn't even invite a rabbinic. Okay, that's amazing. Halacha, hey, most people are not aware of this.
The guy, the terms that he uses.
And Rambam is speaking about the terms that he's going to use. Oh, Shabbos is so vast. Where else does he do it? That he gives such an elaborate intro to understand what he's saying. And now that Rambam again is going to speak about, like we mentioned, Dom Shem Yitzchavim, Loch Hashem Yitzvich Al-Gufa, which will include us, Dom Shem Yitzchavim, Leib Sekresha, Mesasik, Malachas, Machsheva, Shnaim, Shasu, and Mekalkel. Which makalkal is chay, which makalkal is potter, and zodin and shkaga mitchilos avatzoyf. This is the intro. Let's go. Halachay. This begins with the concept of a davar she'ein mischavim. And guys, every of these terms, a big machlekas and yishayim. Everyone, we're learning the Rambam. People who learn the Gemara should not say, "Ah, Rashi interpreted it otherwise." We're learning Rambam over here. Dvarim hamutarim lasoysim b'shabbos. Any activity that is allowed to be done, but you see the words mutarim. Not even a rabbinic problem. However, but while you're doing it, it's possible. Something else should happen or not happen. Not a certainty. He'll give examples for everything. So the Rambam, my friends, is paskening like Rav Shimon. If your intent was not for the prohibited potential action, hareze mutar. Mamish lechatchila. For example, I'm allowed to drag a piece of furniture in my backyard. What's the issue? That if it's going to make a furrow, if making a furrow in the ground is called chayrish, that's one of the lama tes malachas. But that's not my intent. My intent is to bring my chair from here to there. If Takeda was a furrow on the ground, if it happened, even if it happened, ain't a choishish bekar, nothing to be concerned about. Lefi shaloi niskaven. That's called davar she'ei niskaven. We paskin again, guys. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be asur midrabanan lechatchila to do it because you might. We paskin here like Rabbi. Another example. Behema halachadam on davar k'sav m'shabbos. You're allowed to walk on grass. We're not speaking about the fake LA grass. We're speaking about what used to be. They used to actually be grass. What's the problem that you might uproot the grass? Uprooting gas, right? And therefore, even if you ended up uprooting the grass, ain't a choish. Another example. There were certain herbs that people used to use when there was a lack of water in the desert, but you want to get off certain impurities off your hands. So there's a certain powder that you would use to clean your hands. What's the issue? That you might, those powders might take away some of the hairs that are growing on the other side of your hand. And that's called tulda geizes, right? Ripping off hair. But that's not your kavana. And therefore, if it happened, ain't a chayshish. Final example, pirza de chuka, there's a very narrow passageway. You're going through it. What might happen when you're squeezing your way through a narrow passageway? You might disconnect some of the pebbles. That's called soise. And actually, we'll learn later that if the soise is not an act of kilkel, it's one of the lamatas malachas. You don't know for sure. You fit bedoichik, maybe some of it will be, maybe you're going to broaden the passageway, maybe not. You can go and get no problem. And v'chein kol davar she'ein mischavim k'ngoin says, aloud, obviously, there's a reason why the Rambam gives every case, and every case has a huge chiddush, but let's move on.
You say, in a position, you say,
yeah, I know. Yeah, here it's the same thing. in spite of the fact that Magen Mishnah makes that observation. And L'chayda, you have to fit it all in over here. Not L'chayda, that's the whole point of the Magen Mishnah. Halacha bo. Also, Maisa, guys, we're still learning about Bava She'ed Mishad. However, also, Maisa, Nasos, B'dol, L'malachash, Baddai, Te'yosu, B'shvalo, Yisa, Maisa, if the consequence is certain, that's what we call psikresha. Afa pishalain is chavala. You'll be chayiv. Guys, we're going from mutter. We're jumping, not mutter to potter. Mutter to chayiv midorais. Because since hadavar yodua shei efshe shalay te'asa oisam alacha, it's considered as if you had kavana ketsa. And that's the classic example. Harei should sarach l'roish oif l'sachem v'ekotim. You need the head of the chicken. It's a parental need. Because their baby needs to be entertained. And what greater entertainment than to give your kid the head of a chicken? Makes a lot of sense, you know, to make them feel safe and everything. And you cut off the head on Shabbos. Even though your intent is not only to kill. Now, why did the Rambam write the word only? Shouldn't have the Rambam written, Chavra, that your intent is not to kill the child, the oif at all. It's not true. So they point out that when you give your child a toy, you also would like for the head not to be alive. Because if the head would be alive, then maybe the child would not enjoy it as much. If the child is still chatzi normal, not traumatized, from parents giving them, you know, dead animals to play with. So you know, you'd want it to be dead, but it's not about the baby being dead. You want him to give a marble. You want to give him a ball. Just a ball, perfect size ball, the head of a chicken. So you can argue that's not your intent. You're going to be chayiv. Why are you chayiv? Tav Hashem is chayiv. We pass it like Rav Shimon. No, shadavar yodua. She'i efshe she'yachotich reishachai. You can't cut off the head of a living being and the thing should still live. Ela hamavaz babishvili. Death will come because of it. Ken kol kayoyitze lezeh. Right? Abayev ha'arava, the amri tarvayu. Right? Maydeh Rav Shimon, the psikresha, that you chayiv. Stam lohoyiv, that the whole concept of psikresha, the loy nichene, is not mentioned here in the Rambam. Okay, which is big.
So it's not clear if the psikresha is considered a chayv
daraisa. Chayv daraisa. The Rama says chayv. That's why. That's the beauty of the Rama. He already said that. Okay. Now we're moving to malachah shein tzricha l'gufa. Now, interestingly, we always pass like Rav Shimon. The Rambam, guys, let's forget everything. The little that we know, we have to forget, and we have to go into the Rambam. The Rambam passes by dovah she'ein mischav and kirav Shimon, and by malachah she'ein tzricha l'gufa. The Rambam passes like Rav Yehuda. So let's go malachah zayin. Kol ha'oisim malachah b'shabes. There's machlekes Rashi Tosfos that we always spoke about when we learned the Gemara. Now we're going to learn the way Rambam teaches malacha shein tzricha l'guf. Af al pi she'ein tzarich l'guf ha'malacha chayev aleha, chayev aleha, guys. According to Rav Shimon, it would have been potter. Not mutter, but at least potter. Okay. Keitzer. Chayev d'oraisa. Rav Shimon by Rav Shimon is chavin, by Rav Yehuda by malacha shein tzricha l'guf. Now, Keitzer. This is his example. Harei shekiba sanei v'pnei shu tzarich l'shem. You had a lamp, you put out, you are extinguishing the fire because you want the oil. You don't want the oil to get consumed, or because you don't want the cheddis, you don't want the actual keli to crack from the heat. You think it's going to break. You're chayiv, right? Just to know, kadesh lo yisarei, there's different girsois. What do you have, shuki? Maybe kadesh lo yibaka. Kadesh lo yishava. I know there's different nuschois. Mipnei, I just want to say like this. What would be the malach in the Beis HaMikdash? You want, when you want to create coals. Coals means that you take something, you burn it a little bit, and it reaches the point that when you will reignite it, it's going to burn consistently. The malacha shetzricha l'gufa would be you put out the fire because the wick is exactly singed the way you want it to be singed. It's not consumed, but it's a little bit burnt. That means you want the gacheles as a gacheles. Just that will be the malacha shetzricha l'gufa. So when they would prepare the samamanim and the Beis HaMikdash, you need to have a perfect temperature to prepare it. So they would prior to preparing the samamanim, they would prepare coals and then put out the fire when the wood is burnt exactly where it should be. But that's not the intent over here. Here, you're not doing it for the wick itself, for the wick meaning for the coal. And your kavana was extinguishing. The isur is to extinguish, you intended to extinguish, even though you don't need the guf hakibri, which is the way we explain it. Guf hakibri means you don't need to have the wick singed as a coal the way it is. But like Kiba, you had another intent, you had another purpose, and another purpose. Your purpose was either because you wanted to make sure the oil was still here, you wanted to make sure that the cheddis is not going to be cracked, or you didn't want, you see, it's not that you wanted the wick to be a coal. If it would keep on burning too much, then the wick would be completely consumed. You don't need the wick to be a coal, you just need a wick. It's been completely eaten up. And whatever that is. So then, another example, you carried or something in the street that's dangerous. And you transported it for amos. In the Beis Hamikdash, why did they transport? They transported an item because they needed it in location B. You took it from A to B because you needed that item. When you have something dangerous in the Rishus HaRabim and you transport it, you don't need that item. You don't want for the item to be where it is right now. You don't want it, you don't need it to be in location B. You only don't want it to be in location A. That's called Ein Tzricha L'Gufo. Oya Machabas Agachelos. You put out the coal, not because the coal reached the state of where you want the coal to be a coal. You don't even need the coal. The coal is here and it's going to burn people. You simply want to take away the danger. These are cases where, since we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to be chayiv. The transference, the item in the location B. Halachiches is moving on now to another category and another term that we have to remember, and that's the term of Meleches Machsheves, which is something unique by Shabbos, more than in any other places. Meleches Machsheves versus the flip side is Misasek, the way that Rambam defines it. Says that Rambam, Kol HaMeschav and Lasis Melacha. If you wanted to do a Melacha, but you ended up doing another Melacha, you intended to sin, and you sinned, but it was a different sin. What's the din? Not Mutter. Of course not. How can you say mutter? Because you intended to do something wrong. But after it happened, you're potter. Which means you only get makas madness if it was b'mezid. Lefi shulei nasa machshavta. And we're going to have a lot of examples. For example, zorek evan or chetz b'chaveri. You threw a rock or an arrow to your, that's called a chaver. Not on your soina. On your chaveri. Oy babahema kedei lohargon. Now there's an aspect that has to be in between the lines, and that is, there's a rule of which means that if the person indeed would have killed this fellow, right here you have another issue. Then there's going to be a punishment for murder and a punishment for damage. You're not going to have to pay. You didn't kill. But what happened? He uprooted the tree. Uprooting a tree, right? That's a malach. The baloi harig is just not to have the issue of kamlei b'derav minin. So the din is, are you chayif? I intended to do a sin. I did another sin. I'm going to be putted because my intent was not to be oiker and ill. And kal v'chomer, this is a case where I intended to do murder, isur chomer, and I did an isur kal. Kal v'chomer, if I only intended to do an isur kal and I did an isur chomer, for sure you won't be chayer. For example, let's go examples. Shenes chavon lizrik b'karmelis, the person intended to throw something in a karmelis. He intended to violate hoitzo'ah midrabanan. It ended up that this item flew through the Rishus HaRabim. You see, but you didn't intend to be over Hoytzomi Doraisa. You're potter. Wow. Another thing. What happens if Nischav and Lassi is Dover Hamuter? The Nasis Malacha. Here for sure you're going to be potter. You understand? In other words, he began even if Nischav and Isur Chomer and you did Isur Kal. For sure, if you had Nischav and Isur Kal and you didn't Isur Chomer, you'll be potter. For sure, if your kavana was to do something that in your mind was not a sin at all. For example, there was something that you thought was already uprooted. You had a carrot on the floor. In your mind, you uprooted it before Shabbos. You're picking up the carrot. You intended, you didn't even intend to do any type of sin. Turned out that the carrot was still connected. And when you ripped it up, you did an act of ketzira.
Put that in the same category?
Yes, all. It's all the same. Ein achayiv klum. Now here, ein achayif klum, then again, ein achayif klum is less than potter. Words, the reason why the Rambam said potter by Meleches Machshavos is because how can you say ein muter laso is you can't throw something to kill anyone? We're speaking about other avedas. The ptur of Meleches Machshavos is that you're not chayv at all. You know what today, Meleches Mesasek, the great example will be if a person, it happens to many of us, you're walking in a room and accidentally you lean on the light and you open the shutter light. I'm saying that's called Mesasek. You're not chayv chatos. It's not b'shoigig. It's because there was no one, you had no intent of doing a malach at all. Test. Let's go more examples. This. Where do you draw the line? What happens if your intent was to gather te'enim shechoidos, black figs, and you picked a white fig? So can you say that v'nasa machshavtoi? Like, where do we say it's the same thing? First, you were going to pick the grapes and then the figs. And it turned out that first you picked the opposite. Two trees.
Both are
asur. Both are asur. And they're both asur under the same halach. Says the Rambam Potter. You ended up doing what you wanted to do since you went out of order. The Rambam, a Masudar, appreciates that. If you're a Masudar, you went out of the order. People that are mamish ill with say, what do you call them? There's a name for these machlis. Huh? OCD people, they'll go nuts. They'll try to put it back. It's not what you wanted. And therefore, now guys, I want you to know that many people have halacha test ending over here. I don't know what Rambam you're using, but some have that the Rambam added, because he never used the word until now. Now he's writing, if it's not malachas machshavas, what is it? Misaseik. Eladeuka misaseik. Sharei lo yodah ba'eshalika cho'avar al machshavtoi. Halacha yud. Now we're going to have exemptions. Where something was deviated, but you will be chayav. So let's go. You have two candles that were lit, or two candles that were already extinguished, and your intent was to change one of them in either direction. But what's seder? There's no seder. You understand? There's two candles. Let's say they were both out. You wanted to light the one on the right, and you ended up lighting the one on the left. Here we say you're going to be chayev. Why? Sharei asa min hamalacha shachashamas. You did exactly what you wanted to do. Halamaze doima. Let's go back to the case of the likud avon when you're picking fruits. Lemishon is chavon laka te'enazu. You want to pick figs, guys. You pick figs, but you wanted to pick the fig on the right and you picked the fig to the left. No matter how OCD you are, you did exactly what you wanted. The likud te'enacheres. Oi, another example. Shenas chavon laharigazeh. I want you to know when it comes to murder, are you going to be chayiv for murder? No, you won't. That's another whole topic. But here we're not talking about that. Here we're talking about the isur of taking a life on Shabbos as far as Chil Shabbos is concerned. However, but if the seder of what you wanted to do was first to light one, and then to put out the other, in other words, there were two candles. The case was candle A was lit, candle B was not lit. And you wanted to change it in a certain order. And now, here you're going to be potted. If you did one action, in that one action, accomplished two opposite things. It put out one and it lit the other. Basically, you blew the fire from one to the other. Even though that you didn't first light and then put out. It happened together, but I know, Chava, we have to spend a lot of time in this, but at least we're getting the outline rules and we'll go by. Here again, that Rambam writes the words, you are going to be potted. Okay. Chavra, halacha yudbeis. You know, it was before we had muted, right? No, potter. It's all potter. Okay, right. Halacha yudbeis. Kol ha-mischav al-nasis malach. And the nasis b'yoyser al-kavan nasay. Ah, here the Rambam says chayiv. The pochus me-kavan nasay, potter. For example, hadesh n'schav al-hoitzi masala acharov. You want to carry. Carrying is a malach. But there's different ways of carrying. When you have a bundle that's in front of you, it's guarded better. When you have something that you're carrying behind you, when you go to São Paulo, Chazaka, when you get to your destination, at least 50% will not be there. But that's how it works. In other words, like put your wallet in your front pocket, not in the back pocket. Chachamim. This is the halachas of LA is not that bad yet, but you might need to have all this, like a whole booklet. You have to learn all these things. So, and you ended up doing it even better. Not only did you carry it, but you carried it in a more protected way. That means you did what you wanted, plus that's the way you look at it. You didn't do something else. You did what you wanted, plus mechlal musayim on it. You're going to be chayiv, and not on the reverse. If you had in mind to carry something in front of you, turned out that you carried that pekel behind you, you're going to be poter. That's called melachas machshavas. You didn't have in mind to do that. What you had in mind did not happen. In the beginning, what you had in mind, it did happen. because mechlal the shmira meula is the shmira pchusa. Halach yud gimel. However, if you were wearing a belt, like there's certain kalim that they had, that when you hung something to that belt, when you would walk, it would swing to the front, to the back, to the front, to the back. You know that lachatchila. That's not, you can't exempt that. You had a belt. A belt was meant to help you carry. You positioned it in a place that you were hoping that it stuck somewhere, that it's going to stay fixed, but it didn't stay fixed. And then the item began to move around. And that's the way it worked. But that type of belt on your garments, when you walk, the thing moves around. You're going to be chayv. Even though you try to stick it in a way where it's going to stay affixed, in a, let's say in front of you, doesn't matter. You knew lachatchila that it can move around to the front to the back. Halacha yudal. That's considered, you knew that. You knew that, and malachas machshav. It's correct. Halacha yudal. Kolam is chavon lasis malacha b'shabes. V'his chulba. For us, like a shiur chayim, we're going to learn a lot about the shiurim. There is a minimum shiur. You did the minimum shiur. Now, here's the key. The key is, even if you did not do all that you intended to do, but since you intended to do it and you did the minimum shiur, you're going to be chayim. It gives an example. The ketzah. You had in mind to write a whole letter or a whole document on Shabbos. God forbid. Now, we know that ksiva, one of the lamatas malachas, you violate when you write two letters. Your intent was to write a whole letter. So we don't say that since your intent was to write a letter, if you didn't finish the letter, misasik. You're not misasik. You were writing. What do we say? You're going to be chayiv. Makes a lot of sense. Same concept. Your intent was to weave a whole garment. Now we know by weaving, when you weave two chutim, however the pshat on the two chutim are, you're going to be chayiv. Once you did that minimum amount, you're chayiv. Afa pishka v'nasi lahashlam. This concludes the sugya of Misaseh. Now, Halacha Tezvah begins with another. These are foundational introductions. The rule of Shnayim Sha'asu. And with all of the Gavalik, the Rama makes it the Kitzer, but he tells you it's not Shnayim Asu Potter. Depends what case. Two people did something together. Halacha Tezvah. Kol Malacha, like this. If a Yachid is able to do it by their own, I'm carrying a cup. I have the koich to carry a cup. I could have done it by myself. It's been my yucholus, but I ended up doing it with you. For also, oisestein b'shutves, ben shasas zebem miksasa v'zebem miksasa. Now, there's two ways there's partnerships. Let's go by carrying. There happens to be two steps. Every step is called chatzi melacha, not a chatzi shir. Akira and hanocha, chatzi melacha. So whether one person picked it up, the other person put it down, that's the partnership. Or both of us picked it up together and both of us put it down together. He's giving an example of a kulmos, a pen. A pen is light like a feather. You know why? Because it's a feather. It's a Gavaldic expression. In other words, you don't need to have two people. It doesn't weigh 1,000 pounds. Here writing. And we wrote it together. Or carrying a bread by the pen is writing together. You don't need two people to write together. One person can write on their own. Guys, this is the case where we say, since two people did it together, the potter. The key is each one had the yecholus of doing it on their own. However, halacha design. If you are unable to do it by yourself, here we're speaking about weight. Two people picked up a beam. It's a being that these two people, in the case, neither of them had the ability to pick it up on their own. Here the Chayiv, says the Rambam. And they did it. That detail is important because we'll learn later that when you do a Chatzim Melacha, that's the first Mishnah in Shabbos, right? Just Akira, just Hanacha, Midoy Raisa, Bechlal, you're not doing anything. The whole thing is an Isur Darabanim. He's speaking about Chayiv. So it must have been that they both picked it up in one issue, they both put it down in the other issues. Then shneim chayavim, and he says v'shiur echad shneim. In other words, the minimum amount we said there's a minimum amount of itzah. We'll learn later. So when two people are doing it together, do you say the minimum amount doubles? No. The same minimum amount that is machayiv echad, that you understand will be chayiv shneim. Right? I think the shiur is a gregeris. Danny, we'll see you soon. That. You don't have to have two groigersim. Whatever the shear is, that can double. That's the kit. It's a very important halacha. Since They're both chayiv since neither of them were able to do it on their own. Now, what happens if it's one and one? One guy was a Shimshon HaGibbon, and one guy was a, you know, 120-year-old Yid, Alta Yid, that couldn't pick up anything anymore. So what happens? One person could have done it on their own. The other person was could not have done it on their own. And they happened to do it together. It's easy to remember because we're just being consistent. The one that was able to do it on their own, he's going to be the only one that's chayiv. The other one is called the Misayeya, Bashani Misayeya, and the Misayeya ain't no chayiv klum. Well, you don't know, guys, there's a general rule. You can't be a Misayeya lo evrei aveda. That's the issue that Rabbanan. People always confuse it with lifnei evrei sita mirshu. Not negate right here, but you know, lifnei evrei sita mirshu means that if someone would not be able to do it if not for me, and if I help that person, then I'm lifnei evrei. If that person would be able to do it anyways, and they would do it anyways. But if I was part of it, then I'm called the Misayeya lo evrei aveda, and midoy rais it's ainer klum mechin chayetzavus. Chaver Alocha Yud Zayin is moving on to the next topic. Big topics called mekalkel, an act you did something in a destructive manner, and here kavana will be of utmost importance. The rule is kol mekalkel in any activity that's done in a destructive manner automatically patured means chaver you're not chayv doy rais. For example, areishachavu b'chaver you wounded your fellow. Or you wounded an animal, you did it at a chashchasel. It's a big difference because there can be a wound, right? Like a roifa, he's re-breaking the bone. It's a refuah. Hakaza sadam is a refuah. But here you did it at a chashchasel. Or if a person tore garments, or they burnt them, or they broke kalim, then a chashchasel. This is the old minig of Oiv the Avoy Dezorah. They wanted to embody anger. The Zohar says that whoever breaks his kalim, the chamasa is Oiv the Avoy Dezorah mamash, because it feeds certain energies into very dark forces. In Hilchas Shabbos, you're potter, because you did something that's destructive. Chafar guma, another example. Chafar guma ve'en esar chalala afro. Hareze mekalkal upotter. Now, guys, what is this called? Chafar guma ve'en esar chalala afro. That's an example of, in the Gemara, of Malacham, she'en etzricha legufa. The Rambam Paskins, not like a Shulchan, the Rambam Paskins, not like a Rabbi Yehuda, which means you should have been chayiv. The Rambam didn't give that example before. Because in most cases, when you're chayfer a guma, that is an act of kilku. So you're going to be potter, not because it's malach and tzricha legufa, because you made a hole in the ground. Make a hole in your dining room. That's an act of destruction. And that's, yeah, understand what he's really saying. Because malach and tzricha legufa is chayiv, hoyil v'kabanosi lekalkel. And therefore, you're potter. Now, when the Gemara gives these cases, don't forget there are scenarios where it's good to have a guma. In other words, you have to take that out. Then the question is whether malach shenit tzricha legufa. Yes, the Rambam passes that way. Yes. Because in this example that the Rambam didn't give before, making a hole in the ground normally is an act of kill per se. And you, well, that's what you don't care about the earth. You just want the afra. That overrides. Now,
yeah, going back to your Dalid, what happens to what the person wrote in the shtar on Shabbos? Does it apply? Is it a valid contract?
Sure. Yeah. They'll kill him, but it's a valid contract. His Yarshim will get the money. His Yarshim will take him to a dentator. I don't forget the money. Now, call him a kalka, manasla sakin. Here, if you're in, you know this is a destructive action, but you're doing it because you plan to do something later. In order to do that later constructive action, you have to break it now. You're chayiv. Ketzad, hareisha sasa, you're demolishing a house. Now, no one knows what's in your mind, but you're doing it. Can they live this b'mekoyim? You're being moichik, a document. Can they lift it b'mekoyim shemacha? As we'll learn many halachas at the end of the Rambam and Hilchas documents over there in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Hilchas Eidos, that you can write a document on a pre-erased with all of the pratim. Harei shechafar guma, can they lift this b'soicha yisoidos? Ah, v'chein chochayetzav zechayiv. And here again, v'shei uray kishiur hamasakim. So how do you give the measurement? So since this act is only chayiv because you're going to do something in its place, like if I was moichik, only one ois, lichtle v'mekoymai, I'm not going to be chayiv. Because I have to take the measurements of the lichtle v'mekoymai and apply it backwards. Now the final halacha yutez, kol ho'isim halacha b'shabes. However, miktsasa v'shkogo, miktsasa v'zodoyim. So even when you're violating a biblical violation, we learned in the beginning, right? Chayiv. Chayiv skila kares bizodin chayiv chatos. The chiyuv, both this and that has to be from the beginning until the end. And if it wasn't, it doesn't matter which order it went. Bein shehezid ulabasoyt shagak. Bein sheshagak soyt hezid. In both cases, you will be potted. Nishtahed, nishtahin. Not you're going to be chayv skila because of the mason part. So at least be chayv chattis. Also not chattis. Ad sheyase shiur hamalacha. Kula mitchilasa va'at soyt. Either got to that you did it bizadim. Then you're going to be chayv chattis at least. And if there was a proper hasra with Eden, you're going to be chayv skila. Oh yeah, so kula mishgaga mitchila va'at soyt v'chakach yachayv chattis kavuam. That's Perek Aleph. Chavra, today's third chapter, so to say, Perek Beis of Hilchos Shabbos is focused on dangers to life for which Shabbos is set aside and other dangerous situations where Shabbos is going to be set aside in a way that dafka be mechalal the Shabbos in order for that person to live and to keep many other Shabbos. That's going to be the whole topic of Perek Sheni. Let's begin. Perek Sheni is already a normal size. The Perek, it has 25 halachas. I'm happy that it's 6:15. And let's see if we can do this until Zman HaTfilah. Perek Beis, halacha Aleph. Now, every word is Meduyik B'Yosef, this whole topic of Hutra D'Chuya, and really the Rebbe understands B'Shita Sarambam that breaking Shabbos to save a life is an act of being Mekayim Shabbos, because that person then will be able to live to keep another Shabbos. Having said that, the opening word of this Pedic is D'Chuya Hi Shabbos Eitzel Sakonis L'Foshes K'Shar Kometzvos. No, it's the heter that you have from B'Chai Bohem. Shabbos is not different. It's not one of the big three. So automatically, it's the choya. Lefika choyla sheyesh by sakonon. Oisin like kol tzarach of b'Shabbos al pi roi for uman shel oisin makon. In other words, you know what the Rambam is saying? You don't have to say, you're going to be mechallel Shabbos. Get a big expert, not your local doctor that doesn't know anything. He knows a lot more than you do. Even the local doctor, if he says that be mechallel Shabbos, you don't say, we're going to be mechallel Shabbos. Let's get the professional opinion. That the your local doctor is professional enough. Safik shu tzarech l'chalal av Shabbos, safik ain't tzarech. What happens if there's a doubt? Or v'cheinim, amar reif l'chalal av Shabbos, keminik the reifim, and the reif ha'acharam ain't tzarech. When the doctors learn about the rabbis, they say the same thing. Each one has another opinion. So we say this about the doctors. V'chalal av Shabbos. Even when there's a doubt. She safik nefasha is doiches ha'Shabbos. Come on. Suffolk, dangerous, Deicha Shabbos, Suffolk, we'll see later how far we extend this. Halacha base. Amadu b'yam ha-Shabbos shu tzarech l'kach, l'kach shmoneh yomim. On Shabbos, a doctor says something has to be done, which includes a biblical violation, a rabbinic violation, but it needs to be done for 8 days. It's already Shabbos, which means, guys, if you'll do nothing right now, you'll start tonight, which is Sunday, so how many Shabbos will be violated? Only one. If you do it now, Shabbos, including next Shabbos, will be 8 days. So even here, don't delay it. Even though no one told you that if you delay it, a person will die, but it's about the sakana. So don't delay it. You know what? Let's wait until Matzah Shabbos. No. Right now, Shul Shabbos. And now what? The Rambam gives another example. Guys, lighting a candle or putting out a candle, Rashi writes in the Gemara, is a psychological healing. Because physically, right, how's it making you better? So here you see the importance of the Rambam, of halacha, that the frame, the emotional state of the patient will affect their life. So if they need dark and it's light and they're being disturbed, it's a sakana. Or the opposite, it's dark, so finster, they want some freilichkeit, you want light. Madlikin asaner, v'shoichatim lo'iva, oifenum avashlin, v'cham l'icham, v'mein l'ashkoisi, v'mein l'chitas gufa. Klo lo'ishol dover, Shabbos, l'gab ha'choyla, sheyesh bo'i sakana. See, these words are much more than the choya. Harei k'choyl, l'chol advarim shutzorach lem. That's mashma veri chutra. And again, soon we're going to have a lashon in the Rambam that's even more than that. Not only is it beyond choya, it's chutra, it's you're doing an act of Shabbos. Halacha yibam. When you are allowed to do it, don't do it through a goy. Don't do it through ketanim. Don't do it through avadim. Don't do it through nashim. Because if you will do it, you know what people will think? People will think that they're, you know, it's better not to do it. Alama, the cotton can do it. What's the message you're telling the cotton? For me, I don't have to keep Shabbos that important. Like, I'm the Shabbos goy. That's not the message. The message is that saving life trumps Shabbos. So Dafka, the adult, the gadol should. Kedei shalei tei Shabbos kala b'neiyam. Ela alidei gedoy liyisrael b'chachameyam. Yeah, the Alter Rebbe did it. That's the whole story. He went on Yom Kippur and Ka'ud. Ola ha'malach. V'asur lihismameya b'chilol Shabbos l'chish b'gadol. Don't hesitate. And do it in public. Everyone should see. Yeah, there's a suffix. You're in a shul. Someone got hurt. The rabbi, chop the phone and call whoever you have to call. Right away. Don't hesitate. That's the passage that we quoted in the beginning. In Halacha Aleph, from the general rule, kachol ha-mitzvahs, that sakonis nafashas overrides the mitzvah. On them, the pasuk says, look how the Rambam teaches this pasuk, the pasuk in Yecheskel, that if they think that you have to die for the mitzvah, so these mishpatim are mishpatim that they cannot live by, because the mishpatim will kill them. But God gave us the mitzvahs to live by them. Now, halacha dalet, hachoshesh be'einov, hachoshesh be'einov l'chayda means that a person has such a big headache that even your eyes are hurting. But it has to be more than that. First of all, there are some secretion coming out of even at least one of your eyes, or that this pain is bringing you to the point that your eyes are tearing up. Or God forbid, there's an illness where blood is trickling out of your eye, or there is fever in the eye. Who told me that the eye is part of your brain? Mamish. It's like it's the pun of this. It is. It's normally we differentiate between an internal organ and an external part of the body. So even the eyeball is an internal organ. And like the eye, any wound which is in an organ that's inside the body's cavity. Where does it begin inside the body's cavity? From the lips inwards, whether it is in your mouth, in someone's mouth, or in their intestinal tract, or the liver or the spleen, or b'shar kol sheyesh by chaloli, any other internal organ, and you don't even need to have a doctor to assess. If you know that it's from coming from inside the body, it's considered halachically a serious choyli. Now, another interesting thing, that the outside, the backside of the hand, right? That's the backside of the hand. The backside of the foot is like an internal organ. And therefore, what happens? A person has a fever, but it's causing one's skin to shrink, whatever that means. That's already called a maka. Now, aside of that, any illness that the doctors say there is a danger, even if it's completely external, there's a rash. The doctors say, ooh, there's a danger, mechal and all of monkeypox. Mechal and all of Shabbos al PM. Here you go. Halacha yud. Habileya nimem shalmayim, you swallow a leech. That's called a big danger. Mechal and lechalim b'Shabbos, you have to warm up water. V'oysen lekol tzarchi refuah, mepnei shus hakonis nefashos. Another thing, if you have an animal that's called a kelev shoyt, there's a kelev chacham and there's a kelev shoyt. If the kelev chacham bit you, then you're not in danger. If the kelev shoyt bit you, rabbit. Or any of these creatures that crawl on the ground, that they have venom in their bite, even if you have a doubt, and maybe it won't kill you, listen to this. The Reifim say, guys, you need to have a fig. He needs a fig. What happens if 10 people ran and all 10 of them violated Toitzah to bring a fig? He's going minakala lakot. So if they brought it together, at least when everyone entered, he still needed it. Doesn't matter that it was 10. They're all potter miklum. And more. Even if one brought it after the other, which means that when Shimon came, the choyla already had the groigris from Reuven, or even more. Not only did Reuven already bring the groigris, the choyla ate it and he already got better. By the time the second person came, there was no more choyli. The Rambam says the words, "Patan miklum." Why should I call him Bereshu Seviyu? Halacha Ches, Chayla Shoyet Tzorech, L'shtei Groi Grois. Now guys, we always want to minimize. So there's a Chayla that needs to have two figs. Now you have a tree, and listen to this. You have one fig that's connected to the tree individually, another fig that's connected individually, which means if you were to take the two figs, you would do two acts of Chaytzen. But then you have one stem out of which three figs are growing. He doesn't need three figs, he only needs two figs. So which is the better option? To pluck out the two or to pluck out the one that has three? And Rambam says, pluck out the one that has three, because he did only one act of Chaytzen. And then there is also the shalish groy groy is boi ketzecha. So what should you do? Karsen ho eket shesh boi shalish. Sha'afo pishen etzlichem elo l'shtayim. Kedei shalo yirbo bebtzira. In other words, the word is ptzira when it comes to figs. You don't want to glean. Elo yichnusu oiket zecha. And elo yichnusu shnayim yichin cholcha yoyse boze. So yeah, you can be machal al Shabbos, but when you could minimize, minimize. Halacha tez. Hamabash alo choyle b'shabbos. When you are cooking and you gave to the choyle and there's leftovers. Can you eat the leftovers? The answer is no. Why not? Because when you cook, you can add. That's because when you cook a pot, you can put more, put less. So if people will know that you can eat the leftovers, they might add more. Shechita, you can't shecht more or less. When you shechted an animal for the choylam, you can't, that's it. All of that animal is allowed to be eaten without cooking it. The act of the shechita. We got to make a business. Is there sushi that I don't get knocked in the world? We got to make a basar chai business.
There's plenty of
I didn't know that. Okay, Danny knows.
Carpaccio.
There we go.
Raw.
You shecht an animal, you eat it raw.
Yeah. Restaurant.
In a restaurant, you pay for them for not cooking it. She'ein gavaldik America. That's because it's not shaykh to add, you're going to shecht more. That's the animal. And by the way, you can't say he's going to shecht a big animal. So what? Shechting a big animal or a little animal is the same thing. If there's a choyl, it doesn't make a difference. But it's not a mechush ba'al. Choyl she'im by sakana is classified as a person who's bedbound because of their illness. They're not in danger, but they're called a choyl. Then here we go. Oisin loy kol tzarachan alidei nachri. Here, lachatchila, tell a goy to do something. Keitzad oimenem lenachri lasis loy. Tell the goy what to do. And behu oisa. And we're speaking even about cooking or baking or to bring a refuah from another place. Haitzomi doyd aisa v'chayyotze be'elu. Why? Because it's a choyla. Even though it's a choyla, she'en by sakon. Or v'chen koichel eino v'na nachri b'shabas. They used to put an eye makeup. Many men wore the eye makeup, but it also had in it some medicinal power. That blue
chol.
So a guy can paint you up. Afal pi she'ein sham sakana. It was amira la'akum by a chayla she'ein by sakana is mutter. As again, we spoke at the kitzur in the kitzur. The shita sarambam is not like the Alter Rebbe that brings all of the three to shinim, including the idea of shlichus la'akum l'chumra. The Rambam does not accept that opinion. And Rambam holds that even if you were to theoretically say the Yesh Shlichus La'akum, it's not Shayach the Shabbos. And this will be to get to Oisius. Shlichus is only Shayach to be Miyaches, the act that your Shliach did to the Meshaleach. The way that Rambam understands all of the Melachah Shabbos is in order you are obligated to rest. And all of the Melachahs bring you to a state where you did not rest. It's called Heder Hashvis. When a guy does something for my behalf, I am still resting. If the isur is the pa'ula, then I did that pa'ula through my shliach. If the problem is really not about the act, it's about the heder hashvisa. The heder hashvisa, there's no lack of resting because I didn't do anything. So therefore, the Rambam doesn't hold like Rashi and like we, the Alter Rebbe Paskins, also Amir al-Akum mitam shlichus. Just another quick thing about that. I don't know. That l'chayra b'chlal, how is it shayach shlichus, aside of the issue that normally there's no shlichus la'akum, but we say yes l'chumra, don't we say in shlich l'dvar aveda? Just another idea. The classic topics. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia gives a great example. The Gemara in Bava Metzia speaks about a kohen that appointed a Yisrael to be mekadesh, a migureshes for the kohen. So the Gemara says that the kohen violated the issue. I ain't shlich l'dvar aveda. When do you say ain't shlich l'dvar aveda if the one that's doing it is also not allowed to do it? But if the shliach is not included in the isur, like a Yisrael is allowed to marry a Gerusha, the only one that's violating is the Mishaleach, then yes, then the sin goes to the Mishaleach. Same thing by Anachri. Anachri is not Mitzvah and Shabbos. Fakir, the Rambam says, Anachri can opt in almost all the mitzvahs and get Ktsas Char, but Goy Shul Shabbos Chayiv Miso. So therefore here, yeah, we don't say Ein Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira. It goes to the Mishaleach. I Ein Shlichus La'akum, Yei Shlichus La'akum, L'chumra. Again, but the Rambam rejects that whole topic like we explained. Let's go back there. Okay, now ve'im ha'yetzurachav, ein behem melacha. Ve'im. Now, guys, there's another gear here. Ve'im ha'yetzurichim ledvarim she'ein behem melacha. If the chayla needs something, that's the way we'll read the version. That doesn't involve any melacha. You can do it through a yid. What's the chiddush, guys? The chiddush is because normally you can't be merapa b'shabbos. That's the whole word. Danny, that the isur of midrabanan of refua shchik asanamanim is only for a person who has a michush. Even a chayla she'ein by sakana can take an Advil on Shabbos. That's the word. In other words, chayla she'ein by sakana resolves the whole issue of refua b'shabbos. Here we're focusing on you're doing a malacha. Do it through a goy. Fikach malim osnayim b'shabbos malim osnayim. They are chiropractor. We're doing. They're geniuses. They go in there and they convince you that one ear is lower than the other. It happened to me once. She said they chop your face, and I don't know how they do it, but the whole face gets as they displaced. So they pick up an ear, and that's a refuah. And you for sure you pay them, and the more you pay them, the more better you get. You never do that again. So you can do that on Shabbos. Umalin unkeli. They do something around the heart, and they would manipulate it and take away something that's pressing on your heart. And they can. See, all of these things, they have a refuah element, and there's an isur. If there would not be a choyl at all, you can't do it, but you're not violating any of the malachas over here. And therefore, even a yid is allowed to do it. Mutar alach yudalit hayyaled. Here we go. A woman who is in the process of childbirth. How do we define that? Kisha koira as leleg, when she begins to squat. That means that she cannot stand. She goes naturally in a body position, which helps her give birth. At that moment, harei besakonis nefashis, and therefore mechalal in aleus hashabbos. And the Rambam is going to go into all of the, you know, menakal alakavit. Koirim lachachama. A chachama means a midwife. Imakim lamakim. Now, koirim lachachama means tchum. He's beginning. Then you can cut the umbilical cord. You're allowed to make a nata on the umbilical cord. Now this nata is a kesher shel kayama, right? So in other words, the imoy tzricha l'ner, and if you need to light a candle while she's shouting in her chevle leida, like we said before, you light a candle. You can't say, well, what, you need a candle? No, if she says she wants light, you need to do that. That's why today when she says she wants her husband to be with her, he can go into the Uber. It's not... Going into an Uber is not a chilul Shabbos d'oraisa, but it's a problem. Why can't you do it? Because she needs it. She wants it. But and even if she's blind, she knows the candle is that she's calmer because she knows the people around her, they know they can see what they're doing, even though she cannot see it. And the he's giving examples of things that you would argue, a doctor would say she can do without it. No, if she's saying, I want oil, you'll bring her oil. However, while you're breaking the Shabbos, if you can do it through a shinoi, the shadan b'shas haba. For example, how do you carry the tashinoi? You hang the shemen on someone else's hair. Oh, shetovi lo chaverti, sing chaverta, because the Rambam didn't know men that have languhuah like we have today. Today, a man with the long hair can also hang it on his hair. But there, the chaverta, keli tloi besara, debi yafshe, but if you have no one there that can schlep it on their hair, then mevia kedarka halacha yud beis ein niyaldan esri beres.
This is the carry on the hair.
Yeah. Carry without an edo. Very good. Halacha yud beis ein niyaldan esri beres kichavu mazalos b'shabes. Bechlal, a doctor, can a doctor give birth to a nishiyid? That's what it really means. So first of all, we already learned this before. What did we learn before? Like this, that to be marapa bechina mazasa leisichana. Really, you can't even give birth into the world, bachlal, even b'schar. Mishum eva, they were matir. The Rambam is of the opinion that on Shabbos, the goyim will understand why this Jewish doctor is not helping. There won't be eva, because Shabbos is a holy day. I, the goyim, know that this doctor will be miyaled a Yisraelis, but they'll understand because the Yisraelis is giving birth to a child that will be keeping Shabbos. They're not included in Shabbos, so there'll be that understanding. They won't be able. And therefore, you can't do it even the Sachar. Ein choyshin le'eva. Af al pi she'ein shom chilul. In other words, there's nothing to do with chilul Shabbos. This goes back to the general rule that loy malin, taka loy merid, loy malin. Okay. Let's read weiter before we get arrested. Dear, there's an obligation to keep them alive. That means once they accepted the seven mitzvahs, so you have to keep them alive. So therefore, if your being there is not going to violate the Shabbos, then you can do it. But we're not allowed to be mechalal Shabbos for anyone other than for a yid. A mechalal asa Shabbos. Halacha yud gimel chaya. Again, the woman who's in childbirth. Misha yaschal adam liyashoyses achatelet. From when the blood begins to flow. Now it's interestingly. What did the Rambam write before? The Rambam wrote before that kisha kredas leled. Kredas leled. I have a couple of kids. This is after. The dam flowing is when what they call it, the water broke. It happens earlier. Here it changes. From when the dam liya shreis la chatelet, and afterwards for 3 days, mechal olas haShabbos, va'oisomar kol tzorchel, whether she says she needs it, even if she says, I don't need it, you do it for her. That's number one. Number two, from 3 days after childbirth until 7 days, im amara, if she says, ein anitzricha, only then ein mechal olas. But if she doesn't say anything, and there's no need to say that if she says, I need help, please bring me X, Y, or Z. You're machal the Shabbos. Now, from the seventh day, the Ad Shloishim, now we consider it like a chayla she'ein by sakana, which means do things through a guy, the Rambam says. And even if she says trichani, not unless the doctor said otherwise, but by default. Ein oisim lamalacha el al yedei nachim, halacha yudalid, oisim madura lachayam. A fire may be kindled. Now again, guys, if you can do it through a guy, just another rule. Anything that you can do, like through a shinoi or through a guy, because just to know, if any malacha that I do through a shinoi already is not a biblical violation. A shinoi brings it down from chayef to pater. Amir la'akum is also asur mid rabbanan. It brings it down from chayef to asur. So, oisam nir la'chaya. Chay means a woman who's giving birth until 3 days. But here it's more than 3 days. Even in the summer, because cold is very dangerous to a woman who's a kimpetara, who just is a chaya. The chaya we said until 3 days. But that's only for a chaya, not for other sick people. Hik is dominant stanin, or if a person bloodlet and now they're cold, they say they're cold. Then oisul lamedura afilu kamas. We all know that sometimes there's a certain cold that a person feels. Sign they're in trouble. Another day, Umar Chitzin Asavlad B'Shabbos, you wash the baby in hot water, B'yoyim Shenoylad, Acha Shechoy Tchon Taburay. And that's even if hot water was cooked on Shabbos. Umol Chen Oysay, it sounds cute. You salt a child. It doesn't mean you salt a child. That's certain herbal powders that they would put on the child, certain ointments, that's what it means. Umalafa Tchon Oysay, that they would extend the limbs and they would wrap the baby up. Even until today, they do it a bit. In the times of Chazal, they did it. It sounds like a lot more because it's a sakon if they won't do these things. This is preventative. You wash the baby prior to the milah, after to the milah. And if you did the milah on Thursday, which means Shabbos is the third day, you wash the baby on Shabbos. Obviously, you should have warmed up the water prior to. But if you didn't, then mechamim shavuot Shabbos because there's a sakon if you won't do the abba. Halachat as well. But a woman is sitting. A woman is sitting in or giving birth on her birth stool, and Achmana Litzlan, she passes away. Now, the chances for the baby surviving inside the womb of a mother that's not living is very small, but it's possible. So right away, you bring a knife. And even if you have to run and carry it through the Shusar Abin, and the Koyden as Kereisa, in order, Umaytzin as Avlat, Shema Yematzei Chai. That's a very little shema. Doesn't matter. Shesafik nefashas doiches haShabbos ba'afilo lo zeh. Halachically, we already say the presumption is they're not living anymore. But nevertheless, maybe they're alive. Halacha tezayin Nefakrim pikuach nefesh b'Shabbos. Any activity necessary to save a life must be done on Shabbos. You don't get permission from a Beis Din. Go do it quickly. V'hamagdim la'atzel ha'nefesh ha'nezeh meshubach keitzah. Ra'a tinoik shenafal hayam. You saw a baby, God forbid, fell into the sea. And you're a fisherman. Right away, go out there and extend your nets to bring up the baby, even though you also will be bringing up fish. Another case. You heard shetaba tinoik bayam. You heard that a baby fell into the ocean over here. And you went ahead with the kavana to save the baby. And you spread out your nets. And what came out in your net? Only fish. Pater miklum. That's the Magen Mishnah. Actually, no, not exactly, because you were obligated to save the baby, but you're completely exempt because your kavana was to save the baby. Now, what happens if Nischavan Hal is dugim? The Hal dugim with Tinoik. You had intention to sin. Happened to be that you brought up, you got your intent, and you got fish, potter, even though you didn't hear that the baby drowned. Choyel behen etinigim adogim, you're potter. So whoever remembers, Rabbi Shalom Ben Hetzel came over here, and the whole topic that he was speaking about, this was one of the sources. In other words, in a person, he spoke about a case where there was a person, he had a mind to steal a vehicle. It was a whole case. And what happened was that they happened to forget the baby in the vehicle. So when he stole the gun, stole the vehicle, he chopped that, and he took the baby to the hospital. And the baby was saved. And he argued in court, not only should he not be punished for stealing, he should be given a medal. So the halachic source is this case. In other words, his kavanah was to fish on Shabbos, do a machal on Shabbos. And he ended up getting fish also, but he ended up also saving a baby. Pater, yeah. Halacha Yud Zayin, not pater and glaboyer. A baby fell into a pit. And you know, when you want to go down to make a proper entranceway, you're going to be building a step. In other words, you're going to be broadening the opening, and you're going to be making a pile. All of that is mamash isu oiker chol yom aleihu. The Rambam wants to say that we don't in Perek Aleph about if you dug a guma ve'en tzarach halva afa mekalkel. The point is, you're digging in a way where you're not being mekalkel. You're opening, you're removing a cloud of earth, and that becomes a step. Afa pishu mesaker b'madrege b'shasakir osim, because you're going to save the babe.
Rabbi, what's this lashon pater miklum? Shouldn't it be kulam or
no? Pater? In other words, you can't say mutter because I know that there's a.
What does miklum mean? He's pater from nothing.
It actually means the opposite of what you think. It's not leaning on the exemption of it. It's being meramez that something not good happened to him. We spoke it out before in the Magen Mishnah.
The second pater is pater of
also. For sure. Yeah, no, okay.
The first one is not.
I know that. Okay. Okay. Pater miklum, okay, it's tzemach, very good. The pshat is pater miklum means it's not pater lavalosa. But it's not mutter legamri. Okay, right. Then ala delas v'nei tinik, a baby got locked in a room. Did it happen to you? Either happened to you or it happened to one of your kids. It happened to your nephew. Everyone goes through this, nebach. You know what you can do? You break the door down on Shabbos. And chevra, it's not because you're doing an act of tikkun. Even if your act of breaking down the door is an act of tikkun. Like, for example, you need pieces of wood and you were planning to break this door down. That's the door. You're allowed to do it because when a baby feels trapped, see, again, the Rambam gives a lot of credence to emotional pain, which is something that the world is just catching up to. Shema yiboy satinik, because the child will become frightened and the child might die. It's a sofik pikuach nefesh. Not for the leka. If a fire breaks out, the Yesham Adam Shoshim Yeshua, we are afraid that it might burn a person. Machabin Oisalat Silim and Ice, put the fire out. Afa Pishu Kaivish Derech, Umistakin of Shaskiboy. Even if you do it again, you know, Machal, but the firemen, they make a churban. But there are ways to put out a fire that you know that what I'm doing right now is preparing a new pathway. It's an act of tikkun. You do it to save life. You know, the kasha, why don't we make a bracha prior to giving tzedakah? So the Rebbe once said it with a smile. There are many answers for that. There's halachic answer. The halachic answer is it's because any mitzvah that has no shir, just a rule. You don't make a bracha prior. There's no limit to tzedakah. But the Rebbe says, imagine, a yid is hungry, comes and he knocks on your door. But you're going to make a bracha. Before you make a bracha, you have to put in a gartel. Then you're going to think you make a bracha, you can go to the mikvah. And the ani is going to die of hunger. Don't make brachas, give the guy, you know, don't ask shaylas, don't go to a Beis Din, there's a fire, go put out the fire. Halacha Yud Ches. If I'm not mistaken, it's Mamish now upside the year from Surside. I'm yes, curious. Today, a building collapsed. Now, understand something, that removing stones, not only is it a mukzah issue, but it can be a boina issue. Because you're building, you're clearing, you're making the platform straight. If you find someone that's alive, even though the person, Rachmana Litzlan, is crushed, and you know that they have another minute to live. So we don't, and you, by your current knowledge of medicine, he cannot be healed. Keep on digging through to take him out, because you'll give him another moment of life. That's they called Chayei Shah Imachal Shabbos.
Beruchnis also, we say this.
Beruchnis, we say this also, beginning with ourselves. We have to save ourselves. Zunkin and Alan Marishkeit. Batku at Choytmai, if you clear the debris and you want to know whether he's living or not, and here that I'm a mispaskening, that's the whole machlekes, that you track his nostrils, whether he's breathing, the breath and the heart is the, you know, they go together. And you don't find any breath by putting, because you put something, you put a feather in front of the nose, then manichanoisoi, because now shekfar meis, halacha yutes. But you're going through the rubble and the people that are relatively more close to the outside of it, they are no longer alive. So you don't say all of the Elyonim are Mesu, why should I keep on digging? It doesn't work that way. When there's a collapse of a building, there can be a pocket somewhere lower down where the pressure is not on the person. For sure, Kvar Mesu Atachtoinim. We don't say that. Elam Afakhin Al Hakoil, because the ones that were closer to the out are going to die. And the Yichya Tachten, the Ruchni is also Tzema, we're talking all the way in the bottom, but maybe there's still a chance over here for all of us. What happens? We just said that you're not allowed to be Machal Shabbos ever to save a Nishkin Yid. So what happens if there was both Yid and going? See how the Rambam, because of the censor, was very clear in writing about idol worshippers. If not, they would not allow this to be printed. If Afilu Yisrael Echad, the Elef Oivdei Kechav Mazolos. Normally you go by Roiv. But guys, what's the rule? Kol Kavua Kemechz Al Mechz. It's 50-50. 50-50 in Mechal Shabbos. The Nofla Lei Mefakhen Al HaKoyl because of the Yisrael. Now, another case. There was a building. In the building, you have 999 Goyim. And one Yid. And Peirash Echad Nehem L'Chatzar Acheres. One Jew went to another yard. And another building, and the building fell over there, still mefakhen olav. Shema zeh shepeira shua Yisraeli. And all of the ones that remained are the oivdei kechavim. In other words, we don't say over here, the pshat of kol ha-parish miruba parish, we don't say it yet over here. We say that the one who left still can be a yid. When do you have the concept of parish? Here's the concept of parish. Halacha chaval. If all of the people that lived in Tower A walked away. From those who walked away, means all of them were parish. One of them went into a Tower B. Now we say you can't be mefakech on Tower B because the rave is that it was not a yid that went in there. Ube'e sakirasan, while all of them left Tower A, one of that group left and went into Tower B, and now Tower B collapsed. Now once all of the people of Tower A left their the Makam HaKavua, now there isn't a Yisrael Kavua. That's the Parish. That's already B'cheskas. Now, but one second. If it's Roiv Yisrael, if Roiv and Tower A, even if Nekru Kula, and one of that group who left Tower A, only one of them ran into Tower B, the Nafla all of them, if I can know, because yeah, call a parish, meruba parish, halacha chavis, hamahalach ba'midbar. Guys, everyone quotes this halacha every year to chazer this. And people really should remember this. This whole idea that you count the machlekes and the tanoim, do you do it kibriyasa shol adam, that you don't know what day it is, so you start Shabbos that night, or do you count 6 days kibriyasa shol oilam, but I'm a paskans kibriyasa shol oilam, it doesn't mean that you keep Shabbos the way people say. You count 6 days and you make the seventh day Shabbos, it's not the way it sounds. Very not the way it sounds. You completely lost track of time. So we pass in by kibriyase shel oilam. Count from the day that you realize you don't know what day it is. 6 days. And then umekade shvi, because from God's perspective, Shabbos is the seventh day from creation. Just from Adam's perspective, Shabbos was the first day. He was created on Friday, but the first full day for him was Shabbos. But we go kibriyas shel olam. Now you know what it means. You keep Shabbos not the way you think. Keeping Shabbos means you make kiddush and you make havdalah. Keeping Shabbos means that you do activities that you should remember Sudah Zachvi Shabbos. You are allowed to work that day a little bit. Not only can you work a little bit, every single day is also called a safek. Like how can you do malach? So if you need to work a little bit to make sure you have what to eat, so the Rambam says, "Ubachol yoyim v'yoyim, tafilu b'yoyim zeh shum avdol mekadosh muter loy lasis kadei paranasos buvad kadei shaloy yamos."
This is related to
now you don't say Kadesh Layamas, of course, because Pikuach Nefesh, not so simple. There's a lot of nuance here because you can do enough of a malacha, even if without doing any malacha, you're not going to die today. Since in this case, you're stuck in the midbar, you don't know when you're going to get out of the midbar. So you have to make sure to be of optimal health. That's the pshat over here. You can't afford to say, I'm not going to work today. I'm going to eat a little bit less today. So what? I'll work a little bit tomorrow. No. Make sure that your health doesn't go down at all. Now, when can you not do this, guys? On no single day can you work more than what you need. It's beautiful. Every year, right? When people always, I know this is always brought down on Hasidus. Any melacha that will help you survive in having shelter, food, and drink. Shelter, food, and drink. That's it. And it's every single day. So what's this whole question? Keeping Shabbos is just to make Kiddush and Abdullah. And that is Shalai Lishtakach Tayra Shabbos. You might be stuck in the desert for 5 years. You should remember Sadah Shabbos of Abdullah. Now, what happens if your doubt is not on every single day? Like, for example, you know today is the eighth day from when I departed. I'm relying on me, never God forbid, departing on Shabbos. So I know that today is Vaday Loi Shabbos. In other words, what happens if there's a scenario that there is one or more days that you know it's for sure not Shabbos? So then, today's the 15th day of my Yetziyah, then today you can do all the malacha you need to do. And now, and one of those 7 days will be the day in which you make Kiddush and Abdullah. Okay, halacha chav gimel. What are we learning in this chapter? All scenarios where you are exempt of keeping Shabbos. Another scenario. You have a group of people. And by the way, this is not an army. It can be individuals that they're laying siege to a city where you didn't live. If they are only counting aliske mamein, only one financial gain, then you can't be mechalel Shabbos and you can't make a war. Because if their intent is only financial, like before we learned about a fire, if Vadai, no one would be burnt in this fire, the whole here in LA, if you pay for a closet, $1 million, that's what the houses are. The closet has two rooms, you pay $2 million. It burns down. Only if it's a Pikuach Nefesh. Same thing over here. However, it says that I'm like this, if this town is near a border, even though the initial intent of these goyim is only al iskei tavan v'kash, all they want is to have a little bit of straw. They don't even want a lot of money. They want something that has very little financial value. Then you go out b'chlei zayin and you machalal on the Shabbos, because once they will conquer the city, if you allow them to conquer the city, they will realize now they have a better vantage point to conquer the next city. And you have to be chayish for that. And this was the Rebbe's strong opinion regarding not returning, not gifting any chelik of Eretz Yisrael to our enemies ever because of Pikuach Nefesh. The Rebbe never spoke about Kedusha Sa'aretz, even though there's also that aspect, but the Rebbe was trying to influence people that don't yet acknowledge that they believe in Kedusha Sa'aretz. It's a Pikuach Nefesh, because the smaller your territory it is, the easier it is for the enemies to conquer the rest. And even if they're coming at least, Tevin Vakash, you know how to do it. Which is also the case in the Holy Land. Then you go out with weapons. Then he writes, whenever Jewish people are in danger, in other words, there are enemies coming with us with arms, Can you join the army? The Rambam says that's a mitzvah. Or mitzvah call Yisrael sheichaylom lavoy. Lot says to go out. Means even if you don't live in this place, you're a Jew in America, there's a word, go to Israel and pick up an arm. Okay, at least I'll do it tonight. Do it on Shabbos. Not only that, once you help your brethren be saved, you can return on Shabbos to where you came from, carrying your weapons. Right? Because if a person is going to know that after we'll succeed, I won't be able to take my weapons back, I'm not going to leave my K-49 over there. I need it. It's like Kanafshi, so you're not going to hesitate. Hatzolah dries driving back. Right, but we're speaking about weapons. Very good. Halach Abdalid. Halach Abdalid, B'chein, Sfid, Amatarepas Bayom. If there's a sea, that's a Metarepas. So the waves are knocking it out. You know that the ship is about to get overturned. And you're on the land, on Shabbos. Go out there with your rowboat. Oy ir shekifa nahar. And it's about to be flooded. Mitzvah latzeis b'shabbos latzilon. Any way you can help them be saved. And that's not only because it's a whole ship or because it's a whole city. Even if there's one individual. Hanir d'veyav d'gichav mazolois. It's being chased either by goyim or by a snake or by a bear. Now, if a bear is chasing someone, how can you help? You need an AK-49 for that. Shuroi d'vach lahar goy. Mitzvah latziloi. Even if you have to do many malachas. And more, how many steps? Right? You can even make a weapon. You can make a weapon on Shabbos. By the time you'll finish making the weapon, it's going to be 2 hours from now. Maybe they'll still need you. Mutter. And another din. So first of all, bear arms. What does the other side say? That our Torah protects. So all of the ruchnizik things that we do to protect, you also have to do. Now, there is a rule that on Shabbos, we do not cry out for godly assistance for physical things, but if there is an immediate need, then we do. Oh. So now he says, V'zoyakin aleim ha-mizchanan in the Shabbos, u'masriin aleim la'azor oisam. But the ain mizchanan in v'ain zoyakin ala devar b'Shabbos. There's one exception. That when you have a plague, when you publicize a plague, you know what happens? When you tell everyone that COVID is contagious and everyone's going to get COVID, more people get COVID. Interesting. In other words, a devil, don't cry out on the public because it's actually going to spread it more. Hedamaisa. There's a big psychological component when it comes to a plague. Amazing. We witnessed that. Masha'ink and all the other tzaddis, so either pick up a weapon and go save or cry out to God, even though normally these types of crying outs are not done. But here there's an immediate need. And final halacha chafei. Guys, we could have slept for 5 more minutes. My bad. I apologize. Sudden, ala yoreis, hoiv dekechav mazolois, shloish yomim kaidem ha-shabbos. So let's learn over here that we're speaking about Melchemes Rishus as the Rambam will define at the end of Hilchas Melchemes. And in a Melchemes Rishus, when you are laying siege, we don't want, and we're choosing this. Don't choose to lay siege if you don't have still 3 days prior to Shabbos, because we want to enter Shabbos under the circumstances in a greater state of menucha. And if you are laying siege, it takes a few days for the soldiers who are laying the siege to reach a certain point of menucha. But if that's only when you're laying siege, but if you're making a war, then every day is even Shabbos. And you make the war, the goal of the war, the goal of all wars that Allah must write it, is to conquer your enemy. And that's even if it's a Melchemes Rishus. And that's indeed what Pnei HaShmuel Amdu, that when it says Ad Ridito, it means even on Shabbos. Even though you can argue, why begin today, begin tomorrow? If you're going to engage in your enemy any day, if you're only laying siege, then give yourself the 3-day buffer. The Ein Tzarich Lomer, when it comes to the Ad Ridito of a Melchemes Mitzvah. And indeed, the Lekavish Yeshua Yerichai Ella B'Shabbos, and more than that, the way they say B'Shittas Rambam, that when it comes to a Melchemes Mitzvah, the Rambam said there are 3 Melchemes Mitzvahs, right? So then you lay siege even on Shabbos. Chassidus for sure, laying siege against your enemy, even B'Shabbos, all the worst, against your enemies. So I want to say with you is that Shabbos, I encourage everyone, we have to learn, whoever's not going to be here in Shul, the whole tilim. Tomorrow is the Pedic, right? Tomorrow we have a Pedic episode with 7 halachas. It's like a mini. So tomorrow, I think we can finish the whole three prakim relatively in an hour and 40 or 50 minutes. And next week is going to be the most amazing week that we're going to have throughout the whole year because of the length of the prakim and Rambam. Say goodbye to sleep.